At a joint meeting of the House Natural Resources and Energy Committees Wednesday, a large group of lawmakers got an earful on the subject. Most of the testimony came from folks in the oil and gas industry, people like Corey Pomeroy with the Texas Oil and Gas Association. He downplayed how much water fracking needs.
The oil and gas industry accounts for less than 1% of Texas's water in the exploration and production of oil and gas.
But Energy Resources Chairman, Republican Jim Keffer, said even if it's a small amount, every drop counts.
When you're the last guy in, you're in a drought, and you're the one getting the press, I think it behooves the industry is to make sure that we are understanding where we are in the limelight and highlight the fact that we are trying to get away from freshwater. I mean, it's just a fact of life that we have to deal with.
A recent UT study found that while fracking is a small share of Texas's overall water use, that share has been growing. And locally, fracking can have a big impact. Two of the booming plays in the state are in arid areas, the Permian Basin in West Texas and the Eagle Ford Shale in South Texas. In parts of the Eagle Ford, water used for fracking and drilling accounted for more than 50% of water use. There were plenty of solutions offered by the various companies and researchers who testified. One company said it had figured out a way to frack without using water at all. Another asked for tax breaks for the oil and gas industry to encourage producers to recycle water. That got the attention of Natural Resources Chairman, Republican Alan Ritter.
Kind of sounds familiar, though. First thing you do is come up and ask for tax incentives. Boy, I've heard that a few times. Good luck with that, sir.
The Railroad Commission of Texas, which oversees oil and gas drilling in the state, is currently considering new rules that could make it easier for fracking companies to recycle and reuse more water from drilling. For State Impact Texas, I'm Terrence Henry.